Blog Talk Radio.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? Your babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good evening. We're matched together today, cuz.
Good
there you go.
Guys. This is Bill. Guys.
I'm Lonnie.
We're all here, the Hoot and Holler Boys, tonight. Oh, we're getting ready, folks. Chad warmed us up this last weekend with a big 4th of July out here on the hill. Oh, we had a blast. And we're getting ready to go to Delaney this next weekend. Can't wait to be there with Miss Yo and Linda and all the others, Sandy, and those that are coming, and hope you'll meet some new people from around here that's going to be showing up here. We're just going to have a good, relaxing time.
Well, I was there during the 4th at Delaney camping, and I tell you, I've never seen so many flags a waving. Everybody's pretty patriotic down there right now. So.
Well, that's kind of like why we like Delaney. Even when they're not doing that, you drive into the gates and all the way along on both sides of the road is the American flag flying.
Just one side now.
Well, the fact is they're flying the flag.
Yeah.
You know,
and flying high.
We're pretty proud of it down here in Southern Indiana. We're proud of being an American. We all feel blessed to be born and raised here in this country and to have the opportunities that we've had and our children have in life and stuff, and hoping that those won't change under this Common Core and all the other atrocities trying to be shoved down our throats by the progressives on both sides of the aisle. Today we're hearing about bombings going on and the Israel deal.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, I'm one of the people that I just don't think there is peace with these certain groups out there. So they want world domination. They want total control. It'd be interesting to see what Obama does, what side he takes in this situation.
Well, and, I guarantee you this, it'll never get no better than neutral with him.
And then you got to figure, here we are. He wants to change the name of these illegal kids that are coming to the country to
refugees.
Refugees, you know, it's a whole different status, this and that. But the truth is, we're paying the countries down there hundreds of millions of dollars that are sending these people here. At the same time, it's going to cost our own people $3.7 billion at the moment that are saved. You kind of figure it's probably twice that when the reality hits. That it's costing the American taxpayers. The whole situation is being, you know, well, I say this. When you think you can't sink, they can't sink no lower. To use children as pawns, to use children to plot, and this was an orchestrated deal, to plot and orchestrate using children as pawns should tell you what kind of people we're dealing with.
What they've done, they've taken, a family has taken their child and saying, put your foot in the door and we'll be right behind you shortly afterwards.
Well, in many cases, the parents are already here illegally.
Right.
Well, I want to know, why are we giving these countries hundreds of millions of dollars, and then we're going to have to spend billions of dollars to support the people? Why don't we keep that money?
Right.
Why waste it? Why are you giving it to a country that's just going to turn around and send more people here because they see it's prosperous?
Well, you know, my wife says I don't have no sense, but I got enough sense to know that that's just funny business there, man. I mean, I just don't understand it. It's just like I seen something earlier that I thought America ought to know, and all their listeners, if anybody's on, I can see. But I seen there where they got that little clause in that under Obamacare, you have no privacy protection at all. They can do anything they want with your information, and that goes against the HIPAA. So I don't think a lot of Americans even know that. As soon as that goes, their medical history is free to whomever they want to sell it to or give it to or whatever, or get hacked.
Well, rights are totally being taken away from us.
Yeah, they don't have no rights
I
anymore.
Mean, they haven't enforced them yet. But when they start enforcing them, it's when the people,
yeah,
is what going to rise up.
Yeah, you know, a scary
thing
too.
That may be too late. That you're going to either have to rise up, or they're just going to either kill you or in prison. And that's what's
right.
Going to end up happening.
People stuck their head out of fear, not stand up, and the ones of us that do stand up, not enough.
No,
we
not
just
enough.
Get martyred.
So we'll be martyred for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we go. There are so many solutions that could be gotten to on a lot of the problems that this country faces. But what we have is two parties too busy fighting each other and not looking at the practical solutions, because both are trying to pad their own pockets or their own power.
Yeah, and I just lost my train of thought. I'm so excited about fishing tonight.
You know, wow. When does it not cost us money? Here, did we pay for the BA scandal because we did hand out bonuses?
I think that's the...
Did we pay for the IRS scandal because we did hand out bonuses?
Yeah.
Did we pay for the EPA crap going on and that scandal? We did hand out bonuses there too, didn't we, by golly. It seems like every time we turn around and one of these things goes on, we hand out, everybody got bonuses.
What about all the guns that the taxpayers have bought for them organizations that they're trying to take away from us? You know, I think that's why we're.
I understand the big issue
right now with tackling the government is the government is so dang big now, and menacing and.
Well, you brought out a great point. The government can use our money to attack us.
Right. They are. They do every day.
And exactly what you know, like you said, they're arming the EPA, they're arming the IRS, they're arming the FDA, they're arming, you know, every three-letter organization out there. But it's the taxpayers that are paying for all those arms. And the taxpayers that are paying for all that ammo they're buying, now who do you think they plan on using the ammo on?
Oh,
being real.
Yeah. It ain't going to be the Canadian geese, I guarantee you that. We're already so bad and deficit and owing. Our grandkids will never see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Take more than
we got someone on here, not alone, who says two parties to it. One party called Politician, and they're almost called the Bar Association. You know, I can't say that that's not a big part of it right there. You know, before Lincoln became president, there was an amendment being out there that was it would have kept a judge or a lawyer from being a politician because it was a conflict of interest.
Right.
That disappeared right before Abraham Lincoln, a lawyer, run for president.
Right. Old Dirty Abe.
So, you know, I can't disagree that the Bar Association isn't as crooked as there is. I mean, if you're poor and you get a pauper attorney, well, guess what? He works for the Bar Association.
So I'll tell you, it's just like my county. I've sat back and watched for years how the pauper attorneys around here will get certain cases, and they'll barter with the prosecuting attorney instead of doing it right. They'll, you know, hey, these guys are paying me, so let's give these guys off easy, and these guys ain't paying me. They use their pauper attorneys as guinea pigs, bartering systems to win their paid cases. That's a fact. The justice system is as crooked gets.
Well, we see that. You know, it seems like any time there are people who can get in position to power and somehow graft wealth from those positions, corruption ensues. And we see it throughout our nation on both sides of the aisle. I don't care. Establishment Republican is no different than a Democrat to me. They're all there by and for to see who's going to be the one in power or total control when it all comes down.
Yeah.
We are nothing but peons to them. We're, you know, if we don't go along with them, they'll find a way to get rid of us. And that's what you're seeing with today's government.
Hey, America,
plotting against the American people.
Just like right now, I'm just saying this on news. What? Somebody give me the definition of an immigrant.
Well,
I'm sorry, but this crisis at the border, them aren't immigrants.
They're foreign invaders.
Yes, they're invaders. Immigrant, you go through a process.
You don't
go through immigration.
Yeah, let's be real. Many of these countries that they're traveling from and the countries they're traveling through are aiding and abetting them in breaking our laws.
Yeah, they're just letting
our laws mean nothing to these countries. You look at, you know, just south of our border, 80% of the economy is based on an illegal activity in the United States.
Right. That's what future prison system's doing, people.
Well, it's not only that.
Seriously, grand things of that nature.
I happen to know a couple of people in Seymour. They're big time. They're investors. They play the investing game. They're involved in some apartment houses, and I know this is how it works for them. They rent an apartment out to a family of three, say, of illegals. They know they're illegal. They rent it out to them anyway, a family of three, for like $450, $550 a month. But then they charge them $50 to $75 or $100 extra a week for extra person that stays there. Now, they may have anywhere from 5 to 10 or more people staying there. You're looking $500,000 a week. That's never reported. It's tax. It's not tax. It's how these people get around stuff, and why they're to aid illegals is because they can pad their own pockets off of this stuff.
They're aiding and abetting off of them.
Yes, they are. We keep constantly hearing our immigration system broken and needs reform.
Wonder why the law
reform, I don't care what you want to call it. Nothing is ever going to work unless you actually are willing to enforce the laws that you pass. We already have immigration laws. They haven't failed. What's failed is our government enforcing those laws. If you employ an illegal, that's against the law. If you house an illegal, that's against the law.
Straight out.
It hasn't been changed. It's still there. And people keep trying to, both sides of the aisle keep wanting to ignore the fact that, well, it ain't that the law is broken. It's the fact that we don't have the cojones, we don't have the testicular fortitude to enforce those laws because we're padding our pockets by employing them or housing them and stuff, and the other side wants the power of their vote and the whatever else they can promote using them. They're nothing but pawns to both political parties.
It almost seems like the American dream is now to get as much money any which way you can.
Well, you notice all these
people, like wealth.
You ever notice all the big major speakers about income, you know, sharing the wealth and the income equality? All the big major speakers are wealthy themselves. Do you see any of them giving up their wealth?
No.
Bill Gates could give up his wealth.
They will give up enough for a tax write-off.
Who believes Hillary Clinton's willing to give up her wealth?
I know she ain't.
Son, she had you killed just for mentioning it.
Yep.
And the Clintons have been involved in many mysterious linked deaths. Folks, we have a system that's failing because the American people aren't getting their say. It's the rich and powerful and many sectors of it, the elected, their cronies. Look around and look at all the people that have direct ties to Obama that have gained major wealth since he's been president.
Oh, my.
You hear them attack the left wants to attack the Koch brothers all the time, but the truth is the Koch brothers rank number 59 on the list of political contributors. At least eight unions rank way above them. George Soros ranks above them. But the left somehow, them people all get a pass because they're supporting this side. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They believe they have their say and you don't have a right to take it their way. And that's what we're getting. I've seen today with the New York Times published an article attacking the Catholics. But what it really was, it was an attack over the Supreme Court's decision in favor of Hobby Lobby. And so much distortion in all this stuff, it just kills me. The reality was there were, 18, 16 things, whatever, that were passed that were contraception. The only four things that weren't, that they didn't, the Supreme Court didn't let them force on Hobby Lobby,
and
was those that were basically an abortion type.
Yeah, the day after bill and such things as that.
And I've always said this, if you really 100% support abortion, then why aren't you volunteering?
Yep.
If you truly support it, you should be volunteering. If you shouldn't be volunteering someone else, you should be volunteering. You don't really support it. What you support is killing off other people for some reason or another. But you wouldn't support it if you did. If you were 100% an abortion supporter, you would be the first one in line volunteering. But you don't see that. But I see there's a lot of people lining up to volunteer and support the murder of a lie.
Who was the gentleman that said, I think I read something, that us killing each other and having wars is just population control, and that it needs to be done and it's okay. I could be wrong. I don't know too many wild animals out there that war with each other just for war. You know, the population control. They do what they have to do to survive. We're not doing all this to survive. We're doing this for power. You know?
Power and glory.
Well, yeah. I still understand the thoughts of some people, and then they get people that follow them. Something such as stupid as that. You know?
Yeah.
Yuppies. They're that damn brain dead.
Well, they've been brought up and indoctrinated.
When it comes to that.
I'm sitting here today. My mother sent over some old newspapers that my dad had collected. This was a 3-cent copy of the Baltimore News Post on Monday, December 8th, 1941. The paper cost 3 cents then, people. The headline is Jack's Palm, U.S. Islands. Naval bases at Hawaii, Manila attack. And it goes on. It lays out the World War II and the Pacific, all of that. It's all... I'll bring it and show it to people at Delaney. The next one was a...
It's called Mint Condition.
Yeah. Yeah, the next one was a 4 cent copy. This is the Cincinnati Times Star. Beachheads are established soon after invasion is begun. And it's talking about the Allied invasion. The next one is the Norfolk Ledger Dispatch. It cost a whole nickel. And the headline is, Nazis quit. This is May 7th, 1945. VE Day officially tomorrow. And it goes on as much as other articles in there. I'll be bringing these to Delaney. And the other one here is it's a 5 cent copy of the Evening Star from Washington, D.C. It's August 14, 1945. White House announces the war is over. Then right below that it says MacArthur to receive the surrender of the Japanese. Now, to me, it's just amazing the condition of these things and that my family has hung on to these. Being as my dad wasn't born until 39, that means someone older than him, probably my grandfather, had these to begin with. But it's history. And you'd be amazed how much of what you read in these papers, that if you read today's version of history, how badly they have been twisted around and stuff. How they have contrived to spin history to make the United States the evil country. But yet, they're all here.
They all live here. They flee here.
Well, that's the thing. They're all here, and it's because of our ways and our freedoms that they're allowed to be here.
Then they want to take us to the piece of crap countries where they just left.
Oh, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about those that are born and raised here and end up hating your country.
Oh,
you know, the kinds of idiots that end up going and joining Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, or the kinds of idiots that think it's okay to bomb a police station and stuff and all this and that with the Weather Underground and that.
You got all those third world countries that their people's leaving to come here to why? Because it's too populated there and there's not enough to go around. Well, at the rate they're going, how long would you say before that happens to us, folks?
If you were going to destroy the culture of the United States, how would you do
it? They're doing it, bringing in other cultures by the masses.
And isn't that amazing that one of the three major cornerstones of Agenda 21 is to destroy the American culture as it is?
Yeah, well, they're doing a great job of it, people.
The second one is to destroy the American economy.
I'm to the point where I'm in prepare mode now. I'm wearing this stuff.
I think we can all agree that the first two, they pretty much got going on.
Oh, yeah.
The third one is to disarm the American public.
They're trying.
Our ability to defend ourselves.
They're trying.
And I got a feeling we're going to see them keep trying and keep trying. And you're going to see a lot of situations that's going to be set up by the government or, to make it look like whatever they got to do. The end justifies the means. It's fire heaven. As some of our people have been saying, it's fire heaven. It's a Linsky.
I think some of them already.
You perpetrate a lie, and then you keep espousing the lie until it's accepted as truth. And that's what we have going on.
Hi, guys.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, I was checking out the Facebook post, and Yola put up one. It was a long documentary on chemtrails and geoengineering, which is another situation that's ticking me off. The things that are going on is just unbelievable. And like I said, I've got so much material for Agenda 21, to speak at Delaney, so it's going to be interesting. That's part of their depopulation control stuff, and they're lying about everything, and it's like you don't even know what the truth is anymore, and you just have to keep digging and finding the truth. And what the documentary started out with showing the Illuminati and these evil Luciferians, and several people's pictures were up there, and primarily Illuminati type people. And he said this handful of psychotic sociopaths run this planet, and they're the only types of individuals, that you could use that would be able to do these things, because you and I are actually God-fearing people, and we probably are incapable of even dreaming up these horrible schemes. I mean, it's just And this is what's happening, and people wake up, and they won't, you know, Bill. It's crazy. So you have to understand what type of people you're dealing with. Am I still on?
Yeah,
still on. We're here. We're just listening.
My phone is, I never know when it's going to cut out, but I have newspaper articles for my show tomorrow stacked up to the ceiling on this illegal immigration nonsense going on. I have things that were given to me by Jeff Schwilk, who's been out at Murrieta daily to make sure they don't bring the buses in. There's things in these reports that the lame brain media won't even, you know, tell you about. So those things will be talked about tomorrow. I mean, it's craziness what's going on. It's just article after article, picture after picture, the stuff that's happening, and everybody's divided. And what they're doing in many cases, especially in Murrieta, because it's between here and L.A. and Orange County, they're busing in these miserable Metro, La Raza, the rest of them are busing in these clowns from L.A. to protest. And what I need to do is email Jeff and say, Jeff, somebody needs to put a sign together that says La Raza is a communist organization in big, bold letters.
That's La Raza is taxpayer funding.
Well, so does everything else throughout
like
this country.
They are like the Hispanic acorn.
Oh, exactly. Well, these no bones about what they stand for. These guys are people, workers of the world. You know, they've used every communist slogan on the planet. They use the same colors. They do the same. It looks like Hitler and Stalin all over again, what it looks like. And anybody can't see it.
Even though their motto is for the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing, that is their motto, I'll make you a bet they're not listed by the SPLC as a hate group.
Well, no, I mean, look, the left has got the progressives and the left and the commies, the total evil ones, the psychotic ones, they're running this country right now. That's why people are rising up, Bill, and it's not going to be pretty. I'm praying they don't.
When Grandma and her friend standing up for the Constitution is labeled as a terrorist organization versus a Hispanic organization that preaches to kill all Anglos and stuff, then we got a major problem in this country. PC has run amok.
Well, look, you and I and everybody else who's been studying this stuff since before, you know, Barry the O'Maggot got in, has known something's radically wrong, rotten in Denmark. So, I mean, look, I knew who this guy was the minute he opened his mouth. I have feared him ever since. I know what he's about. Dinesh D'Souza is correct. He hates this country. He hates white people, and so does his beard bagala tranny wife. I mean, and I don't care who hears me say it anymore. You know what? I'm done. I don't care.
A lot of us are getting like that.
I don't even like to get into that part of it or even act like that. To me, I don't concentrate on that about his color. If I was to do that, I would be showing others how he is screwing the black people and all of the stuff. How amnesty is going to screw black people.
I don't
see color
to him. When I look at him, I see Islam.
Well, it's not just that. I see communism. You know, I see it all. But what I'm saying is, I don't care about his half black, half white, whatever. You know, both of his parents, all sides of his grandparents, I mean, and his mentors and his associations have been far left radical nut job commies, and you know, all these bad organizations since he was 10 years old. Please.
And then you got Hillary out there quoting Marxists.
she's another piece of work. Yeah, she's another piece of work. And her book's tanking. I'm so excited.
Her college thesis, I believe, on Solinsky.
Well, yeah, because she met him in high school. Did you know? Well, I saw the movie by Dinesh, and in the movie it was revealed. Came from a conservative family, and when she was introduced to Solinsky and started reading his radical books, she flipped. She went to the left. Yeah, because she was that impressionable. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I hate when people try to make things gender-driven or race-driven. The ones that do that are usually a progressive, and they're trying to drive a wedge in between people.
Well, they're doing that right now on the border. They literally are.
Yeah, every turn out there, they're trying to drive even more wedges. I got nothing against people who come to my country from other countries that follow our rules and our laws in doing so. And I would expect that if I went to visit their home country, I would follow their laws and rules in doing so.
And most likely, Bill, if you went to another country and didn't follow their procedures, you'd be arrested.
When you have open defiance by your elected and the organizations that are set up that are supposed to secure our border and to care of these illegals entering our country and get them out of here, you don't see them going after the employers because they're paying campaign donations that keeps these politicians in office. You don't see them going after the ones on the left or use them in their fields and whatever and stuff. I turned against the California people's whole ideology a couple of years ago when it was said to give these nonviolent inmates a chance to work on these farms. And the farmers, like, he didn't want them in his fields. So he hired illegals.
Could have done worse.
Then there was a fire. And guess who they brought out there to fight that fire? Those nonviolent inmates. Now, they're good enough to fight a fire, to risk their lives fighting a fire to save your crops, but they're not good enough to work in your fields.
Yeah.
I would have let their fields burn.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's happening, though, Bill, look, everybody who's taking a look at this mess, because we know what Barry did a few years ago with the DACA, that DACA thing, or the DREAM Act nonsense, and if anybody thinks any of this is just coincidence, they're dreaming. This president, and I believe the others down in Mexico and in Central America and all the rest of these clowns, even the cartels, I think this is orchestrated, and this is definitely to bring us down further, to do all kinds of stuff, to see what will happen when the Tea Party and others who stand up for the Constitution are confronted with police in riot gear. You've got mayors going against this stuff. Governors going against this stuff, and then you've got the governors and the mayors and the sheriffs, literally, and the local law enforcement. Nobody knows who the hell side they're supposed to be on. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
Well, you know, when it comes down to it, when they'll have the illegals drawing arms on us so they can stay.
Well, that's already been threatened, but. It's not just that. You've got a precarious situation going on right now with the whole Israel-Hamas deal.
Oh, my God.
What our president comes out and says, if he comes out in support of Israel and their attempt to get rid of all the damn terrorism and they're constantly attacking their country all the time. I mean, I get so sick of hearing Israel bomb somebody back.
Yeah.
And they're the bad guys that they bomb back. But the people that did the bombing to begin with, they're not bad guys.
I know.
It seems like anybody that's a bad guy, we've had our nose into. Well, obviously Israel's not considered a bad guy, huh? But media portrays them as that. It's just kind of, it's biblical. It's coming down to it.
It is. It's sad. Attacking the church the way they're doing, and you're going to see this come up. That eventually the church is going to have to give in to the immorality or they'll snuff the churches out.
Yeah.
They're going to want to confiscate the books and burn them because they don't want to.
No tax-free exemptions no more.
Just like the New York Times today, what you won't see is you won't see them say a word about the extremists of Islam, the extremism of Islam. You won't hear them say a word about how the Islamic view of gay and this of being gay. And you are not going to hear them talk about the Muslims aborting their babies. I mean,
dropping hands and shit off their wives and
But you're never going to see the same people that will attack Christians because they expect Christians to just stand there and take it.
Uh-huh.
No, they won't go after the Muslims because they fear retaliation.
I don't. I know what's going to happen.
Yep.
77 virgins when I die, though. I told you that. They're going to be men for the Islamists because women are just unholy.
Well, yeah, we put... Actually, what you said totally went along with their belief in a way, and it was kind of funny when it comes out to... The ones that really want to be in charge, they don't want any religion.
Yeah.
They don't want you being more faithful to Allah than you are to them. They don't want you being more faithful to God than you are to them. They don't want you being more faithful to Buddha than you are to them.
They want you being faithful to the command.
Yes. They come first. Before any God, any of your deity, they come first. They will use the religious thing to start a war between religions. And then when it gets down to the end, then they'll wipe out whatever's left of both religions. And then they have their world, whatever.
World order.
Lynchings was going on over in Russia, and they were talking about how corrupt the government was and all the inside stuff. Well, it's even worse over here, ain't it?
For the first time in my life, I got to say, Russia is more and more, it impresses me more and more, and my country just keeps disappointing me and disappointing me and disappointing me.
Yeah, amen.
The fact that a politician can come out there face to the television and the world and bold face lie and doesn't think nothing of it, gets away with it, or thinks he gets away with it.
American people.
I don't know how the American people don't get riled up and say, we are tired of you thinking that we're so ignorant we can't add 2 + 2. We can't read or write or whatever. The idea that you think we're so dumb that you can pull all this stuff over on us and we're not seeing it, we're not catching on to your scam, to your insider investing and trading and how you pad your own pockets and wealth and you spit on us people out here in the public and you keep outspending, you're padding your pockets, but you're spending us into debt and there's no way out. So you're going to have to start taxing us more and more. Yeah, the government would love to see everybody working because that'd be more tax money they could rake in and more tax money they could flow or filter to their own pockets.
My wife's already fined $190 on Obamacare she done got her fine because she didn't make it in the deadline. She didn't have enough money to get insurance, so they're going to take $190 from us.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to get fined for just being healthy. It's great.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's the America we live in, people. That's the new America right there.
Well, I make no bones about it. I'm not saying we can stop or change anything. The book, in my heart, in my mind, the book has to be fulfilled. But what I'm saying is this. I can damn well hold ground till God gets here.
Yep, that's right. I think you're right, Bill. I mean, I get it because what was it that, I can't remember who said it, but either a founder or somebody profane said that the only thing that that evil needs to do to triumph is for good people to do nothing.
Well, and one of my favorite movies is a movie called Boondock Saints, and then there a pastor makes a great comment when he says, we must all fear the evil of bad men, that is true. But we must fear even more the indifference of good men.
Right. That's how evil triumphs, because they sit down and shut up and let them be rolled over. That's what it is. You have to take a stand.
Most of the media ain't telling the public crap. They're keeping the truth.
Well,
that's
we're
right.
not being responsible as citizens. Over the past few years,
it is amazing how many people out here don't know jack crap about anything.
True.
It's just like it's too big to even get a grasp of.
But the moment one of them wakes up, that look that comes on in their eyes when the light bulb goes on, and then they're out there, they're ready to start fighting. I've seen it here recently. We have. By local people that's realized they've woke up to what we've been saying and they're starting to stand up and they're ready to fight back.
Good. Awesome.
Ready to assert my constitutional rights. I'm going to flaunt them around a little bit, not get sent to jail, you know. And we got here, we got the EPA wanting to control every drop of water on the planet.
Yep.
We got them attacking and taking away good farmland where crops could be grown, or directing water away from it like they did in the
yep.
San Joaquin Valley.
Yep.
And killing off where you could grow food to feed the public, and then they're going to scream food shortage. It'll be a food shortage you assholes created.
Yeah.
That's just like this whole drought deal in California. Well,
yep.
when you drain all your reservoirs and you won't let the water flow, you're the ones who created the worst of the drought.
Yes, they do. They created all, Bill.
See that
every
many times that the thing that happened was because man or somebody interfered and caused the problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what's going on with this quote-unquote border crisis. This was created by our administration. And you know it. I mean, look, he's, like I said, he's not the first president to do rotten things, believe me, because I have proof of it. You know, Bush and Cheney were no good. Nixon was a rotter. Carter was a complete, you know, upside-down socialist. I mean, Clinton was a philanderer, and he was, you know, diddling while Rome burns, and then he had to come to the center so that he didn't get impeached further or impugned further. I mean, you just keep looking at all of them. I can maybe name three or four that were anywhere near decent in the whole lineup of 44. I mean, it's crazy. It's really sad.
Start looking at your elected and your state and local levels, and you look at your families that are empowered, that have been empowered, I mean, holding some kind of office or position. Usually that family, if you were to check, was probably using insider investing and trading to pad their wealth and their power to stay in office and to be able to hand it down to their family members.
Yes, glamour.
You know, that's just – I always noticed when I was in the union and on the union committee once, and I was noticing how these people voted. They voted by popularity. They didn't vote by who was actually the smartest guy and the best guy suited for the job.
Right.
They voted. It was a popularity contest, and that's why they always had the hassles they had. It's the same way in our elected. Instead of really sitting back looking and saying, who has the ideas that's going to really help us, it's a popularity contest. And
sure.
The biggest thing that our elected seem to be able to do instead of get out here and promote solutions is to get out here and attack the other side.
Well, they do worse than that in my hometown. They skirt the issues. They, especially here in North County, San Diego, or even the state of California, if you want to look up the entire region, which is, you know, a big mess. The whole group of them, including my own city council members, have jumped on the Green Monster bullet train of Agenda 21 a long time ago. And they're all for different reasons to pad their little pockets. Like I said, they build these little boxes and they can't see beyond the dollar signs. And some of them don't even understand what Agenda 21 is. But they're literally pushing for it and hopping on the Green Monster train. And it's worse than batting my head against a brick wall because they don't understand the big picture. I will try again to explain it to them. But, you know, that's after I get back. I'll use you guys for a sounding board. I'll do my dress rehearsal. Delaney. They're driving me nuts.
I can understand it. The things I see going on in my own area and stuff, in my own state and across the country and the globe, it's just every day it's like it's nonstop, Lord. Give us a day of peace and rest here. But it won't stop.
No, they're not stopping.
I also understand that they can't stop. They have gotten so far into their push on this agenda that if they stop now, they probably will never, ever get another chance.
You're damn right.
So they're going to push with everything they've got. And if it comes down that they got to start a war inside our country so they can install martial law, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. They will. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the only thing that's really going to stop this, Bill, is when Christ comes back, and you and I both know that. That's the only thing that's going to put these people where they belong. That's it.
We've got the UN calling our border, what's going on our border, a human crisis, and wanting to step in and join in on it all.
Oh, my God.
We should have gotten rid of them, I don't know how many decades ago.
They never should have been in here in the first place. It used to be called back when Mandel House and good old Woodrow Wilson were around. It was called the League of Nations. He couldn't push it through then, but they did after World War II, because it took two world wars to get the public softened up enough to accept it and accept their lies about it. That's what happened.
Well, and it took both sides to get us here. It took both sides that have worked against the American people to get us to this point. Falwell talks about Bush and putting everything up. Yeah, Bush Sr. was a big Agenda 21 supporter. He mentions it. But it was also Democrats like Pelosi and Clinton and Obama and many others that are pushing Pelosi and many others I see there that are pushing the Agenda 21. McCain's in on pushing it and stuff.
Sure.
He's all into the Bilderbergs and all these other groups that that supposedly did not exist, but now we know full well they did.
Right.
There's a conspiracy that they called a conspiracy, I don't know how long, and now they're just open about it. Well, they can be open, but they have to fear that they're going to be stopped.
Sure. Not yet. See, they don't care, you know. They don't believe in God, so they think they have nothing to fear. Boy, that's going to be a comeuppance.
I've seen those kinds of people before, and in a situation occur, and you'd be amazed because the first person they scream out for is God.
Yeah, they're lying to themselves and to him, of course. Absolutely. That's figure out. There's a lot of stupid people in this world, you know, just absolute morons. And they're all in office.
I've been attacked by some of the most far-left liberals there is. And I just smile because I know in the end, dude, you're going to be on your knees in front of him the same as me.
Oh, yeah.
He means every knee shall bow.
Yeah, he didn't leave that out. Every knee will bow.
That means all.
Zeros is knee going to bow.
Yep, you're right.
And we're just going to continue to see more chaos. They're not afraid of doing the right thing.
Let's
admit, in the last couple of days, they've had the Israelites, what's going on in Israel and the border and stuff, to take the eyes off of other things like the IRS and all the others.
Sure.
And we'll probably continue to see more things like that. Hillary, let's just hope she continues on the path she's headed with destruction of her own doing.
Yeah.
Her mouth is her worst enemy.
It come out when she was 27 years old handling a proper attorney case. She pretty much believed the guy was guilty herself, and that's the reason.
And laughed about getting the guy off who raped a 12-year-old girl.
Yep, absolutely.
You know,
there's your justice.
I don't care what color a person is or what gender you are. If you cannot see that Hillary Clinton is a self-serving,
evil,
self-promoting, fake. She's not out for nobody but her. If you can't see that, you're buying people.
That's true. Well, you know, there's a huge majority of the people who are not awake. They're still going shopping. They're still, la-di-da-ing around, and everybody's going to happy hour, and they're going to go to the mall, and they're going to get their iPhones, and they're going to watch the sports, and they're going to drink their beer, and that's it. That's all that's going to happen with them, and then there will be a rude awakening. Believe that. You know that. I mean,
I know it all too well. And we'll be doing some talking at Delaney. I've got a new part I'm going to move into, and I'll tell you all about it at Delaney.
Cool.
I don't see things going to get any better. So I'm going to get as ready as I can for whenever it all goes to hell.
Yep. Absolutely.
And if it doesn't, that's all right.
Yep.
My ancestors are coming. Yep, my ancestors behind me will always have a place of shelter if they need.
Yeah. You bet. There you go. It's called preparedness. Nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's a lot of peace of mind in these tumultuous times, I think. I mean, it's a smart thing to do. We, you know, we've got a huge country, but these guys are evil, and they will just, they'll try to smack us down anytime they can.
They're flooding our country. There's a lot of stuff about the immigration they don't tell you. Is that if they were to give the 10 or 11 million people here, 12 million, whatever, amnesty, then every one of them would be entitled to invoke what's called family reunification.
I know.
Which allows them to bring a massive number of family members across. And then all of those family members, once they cross, they can invoke family reunification. Within 3 to 4 of those turnovers, this will be a 90% Hispanic nation. Less than 1% black.
Yeah.
That's a staggering number that they don't want the public to look at or to know. They are purposely doing
this. Hiding it.
And when the number actually comes out, the American public's going to crap when they realize just how many there truly is, and that this 11 to 12 million number that's been banded around for the last 10 years is the biggest lie there ever was.
That's true.
Almost 70% of all the jobs created since Obama's been in office have been taken up by illegals.
Or the government position.
Now they're trying to judge all this and say, oh, the economy's doing great. Oh, there's all these jobs. How many of them jobs were government jobs that were created to deal with these illegals?
True.
You got to go on and on. The EPA's creating jobs because they're going to go out here and try to block water and everything else from the public. You know, it's just growing government does not help the public. The public is who pays for the government. And when the government spends more than the public makes, the public has to hand over, then that's where your country starts going into the toilet. And that's where ours is headed.
Yeah.
We have a government that just keeps thinking, spin. And then they keep trying to tell you, well, the debt's shrinking. No, the amount that you actually wanted to spend is the only thing that shrunk.
Yep.
Other than that, the debt just solidly keeps increasing. It doesn't stop. We can't pay the interest on what we owe now. And your answer to that is to borrow more money. I don't know how. You're going down to South America. You're promising hundreds of millions of dollars. Then you're coming up here and saying, well, it's going to cost billions of dollars to take care of the ones that are here right now. And then in between, you're going off to these other countries and you're promising money here and money there and money here. Where are you coming up with all this money? The only way to do that is to raise taxes on the people.
Yep. Take it somewhere.
And that's
why
I said in 9 years, if everything survives, within 9 years, the American public will be paying at least 60% of what they earn to the federal government.
Yep.
Out of the 40% left will come state, local, FICA, and whatever else will come out of that. You're going to get by, you'd be lucky to have 10 to 8% of your check. So for every $100 you earn, you're going to get $8 to $10 out of it.
And they're going to tax that when you go to spend it for your necessities, your living necessities. Just to stay alive.
There you go.
Just to stay alive, keep paying your taxes.
And all these people that fringe,
the
wealth should be equal across the globe. Well, if wealth was equal across the globe, we'd all be with about $3,000 to $4,000 a year to survive on. Could you even pay your electric bill, water bill, and sewer bill for that? I doubt it. Let alone provide food, housing, and whatever else. Yeah, well, there you go. The fact that you will move into the city so that you can ride public transportation to your work. And they'll tell you where to work and where to live and all that. It's all just 21.
I'll live off the land and God takes me.
And when you do bring people into the scope of Agenda 21 and what it really is and how wide it is, it's hard for them to grasp that something is that big, that all over, and that powerful all over the country and the globe already.
Sure.
We have seen several, many countries have come out and said they don't believe the global warming crap. And
you know, the skeptic. Australia recently joined a list of other countries that are skeptical about it all, because the truth's starting to come out about that. Everything they said about it 20 years ago and what it's going to be like today has turned out to be a bald-faced lie. We've had actual cooling and everything else. I mean, the science just don't back them up. That's their problem. They created a lie that the science don't go with it.
We got 35 farmers on that.
So they're going to try to create as many disasters as they can.
Sure.
And if they use HARP, they're going to do it.
But yep.
If you can actually use HARP, they will.
They have been. That's not changed any too.
I think they're already doing it, Bill, in small doses.
I do, too. I've checked into many things that even shows the magnetic changes in the atmosphere when it's kicked on and everything else.
Yep.
So I believe they've been using it. I believe they would use it. I believe that there's nothing they wouldn't do on their way to total power and control.
And absolutely. I get it.
For peons.
And you got to know, if Obama can't pull off what he was supposed to pull off, then they're going to get rid of him because they can't let him talk.
Yeah, he's pretty pathetic.
He's either going to pay him for the rest of his life or whatever, but, you know, they can't let him talk. He was never smart enough to realize, and they knew it. They knew he didn't realize that all he was a pawn. All these
congressmen
out here, they all think that when it all comes down to the global power realm taking total control, that they're still going to be in power somehow. No, they're not. They're going to be the first ones gotten rid of. They don't have the IQ.
Exactly. Yeah.
What good is a guy who gets his fingernails manicured every day? What good is he out here trying to work and do labor and stuff for the collective? He's not. And they don't need him to give out orders because they can do it themselves.
Yeah, I think both the House and the Senate, if you put their collective together, it might come up to 60. Pretty bad.
Well, I've often wondered, it's like I said, in all my classes in school and college and ever, none of the really bright guys ever ran for politics.
Yeah, they're smart enough.
The smart guys don't want nothing.
I guess that would include me, Bill.
Hey, I consider you a pretty smart guy. I didn't say all people.
I'm only teasing.
Hey, Robert,
I'm just an average schmuck off the street, Bill Strong.
I'm a guy who puts a lot of store and influence in the likes of the Isaac Asimov or Thomas Sowell or people like that, you know, that just go beyond the scope of things.
It was like, hey, Bill Strong, and Linda, I need to clarify one thing.
What's going on?
I have an interview July 16th on a radio show at 1.75 at 9 a.m. in the morning. And when I told them that I was on Blog Talk Radio, and with PatriotFamilies.com, I mentioned that Dr. Ron Paul was on your show too. And they said, he says, he was not. Will you clarify that for me?
No, I've never interviewed Dr. Paul, so.
But he was in the chat room, was he? Wasn't he in the chat room?
No, I don't think
ever?
So. Ever? I don't think so. We've talked about him, and people have done clips from him, but nobody's had him on the show, as far as I know.
I have to retract that and I make an apology because I thought he was on the show for some reason.
No.
I always thought he was on the show.
No. Not to my knowledge.
Did I make a mistake? For some reason I thought he was always in the chat room while we were talking. Because I was saying, huh?
Not always.
No, I wanted to make sure about that. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have been open my big mouth.
So how's the campaign going?
Well, let's put it this way. My opponents are already advertising on Fox News, so they're panicking.
Yeah, of course.
They're panicking. They can't stand that a native of Sarasota County is running it. They're just flipping out. They're just going wild right now.
Give them hell, Robert.
I'm giving them hell. I just wanted to make sure that I have to apologize to that lady. I said they. So how do I smooth this one out?
Just say that you were under the impression that he was on there, but you had wanted to check everything, and then you found out that he wasn't, and so now you're retracting. That's it.
I'm retracting.
Okay,
yep. I needed to know that. Sarasota Herald finally called me, right? I didn't think I was going to get even an interview. The Venice Gondolier, my hometown paper, has not even called me.
Wow.
And the moral of the story is, Linda, I've been shaking. They've been advertising on Fox News. Right, I've been shaking hands. My right arm feels like it's ready to come off.
Wow.
And I've been talking to people. There's a lot of people hurting in Sarasota County, Florida. We're all hurting here.
There's a lot of people hurting all across this country, Robert.
I know that, Bill. It's awful. It's awful. It's terrible.
Here, I'm more likely to go with that local guy who was raised around here, born and bred around here, than somebody that was imported here just because of wealth.
Now, is Gator on the phone?
Well, brother, if I was there, you'd be getting my vote over any establishment type person.
I appreciate that from you, Bill Strong. I love you for that one. Is Gator on the air tonight?
Who?
The guy that was thinking about being wants to leave the United States of America and denounce his citizenship and all that stuff.
He just wanted to. I don't remember his name, but he just wanted to kill his straw man, which is his corporate identity, which he doesn't believe in. And I agree, because he's a natural man like we all are, and these SOBs have got
I don't know how to answer him, and I don't know about the maritime law stuff yet. But if you hear from him this week on any of the shows, tell him that I have not forgotten about him.
Okay, cool.
You know, because I try to answer my constituents every letter that I can. And if I can't answer, I will call them personally to discuss anything with them.
Awesome.
I mean, that's how I'm running my campaign, and that's how I feel that it should be run. You have to be accessible 24 hours, 7 days a week. And if you're not accessible for the people, then you shouldn't be running.
They're going to remember that. I know.
You know, that's how I feel about the situation. So all I have to do now, the thing is, Linda, I'm already on the ballot in the general elections. They're in the primaries. And I just wrote the Sunshine State News and gave them a piece of my mind. because Chris and Scott are battling whether or not the wives should submit their taxes, right?
Mm.
So I asked my wife, Leonie, if I minded if I submitted it. She goes, no, I pay taxes. I can have a green card. I'm here legally. I'm proud to show my taxes, right?
Wow.
That's exactly what she told me. If they don't stop the bickering, Bill Strong, I'm going to submit my marriage license and my wife's taxes. I already submitted my taxes. But I'm going to submit them and force every wife in the race, of all the races in the state of Florida, to be a fly in the wall, just to sting the hell out of them. You know, that's what I'm doing. So that's
awesome.
It. So, you know, at least I have power now that I'm... Linda, that's why you should run for city council, because once you're a candidate, you have the power to do what the hell you want.
I know.
I could never run for an office because the first thing that's going to be brought up is you're a felon. We know that you wrote The Outlaws for 6 years. And I don't know what else to try to bring up on me. You know, I've never said that I've been a good guy all my life. But I did wake up when I was a few years back. I did wake up, thank God. I had a God awakening moment and turned my life around. So that doesn't mean the person that I was isn't still inside there and couldn't be turned loose against.
Well, so strong. I went down the wrong path. You know, I did drugs. I was a musician. Okay, and I realized that I couldn't make a living out of it. And I did some stupid things in my lifetime, but I never killed anybody, and I never murdered anybody, and I never stole any money from anybody. So, you know, it doesn't matter what your past was. It's matter how you if you're living a clean life now.
You're right, Robert.
Matters. You know,
I think he's right in that, Bill. Like, we can overcome a lot of stuff, you know. They love to mudsling on both sides. You know that. I mean, half the time, you know, they'll bring up some stupid stuff about people, and then 2 weeks later, because, you know, it hasn't been hitting the news every 5 seconds, they'll forget about it.
Do you know what they're going to try to say about you know what they're going to try to say about me, Bill Linda? Let me tell you what they're going to say. That I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I never worked a day in my life, and I never had a real job, period. That's not the case. But that's what they'll try to bring out because I'm an inheritance baby, period. Okay? So that's what they're going to try. I can't help but what my parents gave me. They gave me what
right.
they gave me, you know?
Past the outsides and actually look at the true character and nature of the person that's doing the talking. Because too many of these people, when they get in front of a group, and you know this, Robert, they are the most fake people there is.
Tell you what you want to hear.
That's it. They'll tell you what they think you want to hear, whether it's a lie or not.
Oh, that's right. I know that as good as it's just like I'm waiting for response. I Kathy's father is against me. He's my opponent now, the one I helped take care of. He says I'm not capable of running. I said,
that's
your opinion. And I said, that was a low blow to me. And I almost bit my tongue and said, you're not capable of taking care of your daughter. But I kept my mouth shut. But the next time he says that to me, I will tell him that. Because he's not capable of taking care of his daughter. I have more capability than he does. You know?
I don't want to fear of getting into political debates and stuff. I've already been in that. It was always to my advantage that I wasn't running for an office, but I have found out that there's one thing that I don't care what they are. Facts and statistics are just something you can't get around.
Well, Mr. Bill Strong,
facts and statistics, and you got no answers because you truthfully have no concept, and most of the politicians don't.
No, they don't. They don't have the concept, Bill Strong. And you, I tip my hat to, because you nailed immigration reform right on the money. You had this thing. You were a soothsayer to no end. Okay?
Well, you know, here's the other thing. Here's what I'm not seeing a lot of people do, Robert. I mean, I've seen people like Matt Bevin, who unfortunately lost in, I think it was it against Mitch McConnell? I believe so. Anyway, that was unfortunate because he was a good guy. I have not seen anybody yet go out and talk like the founders did in the very beginning, the Jeffersons, the Franklins, the George Washingtons, the John Locke, the de Tocquevilles. I have not seen anybody talk about natural law, any of this stuff, and nature's God, and you know, the wealth of nations, how it's created, all the, you know, the non-statist, change people's hearts, The nature of real charity, biblical charity, I have not heard anybody talk like this, and I think it's high time somebody did it.
Linda, I talked to 20 people today. 20.
You'll hear me say that, get me a Davy Crockett. You get me someone with the courage enough to stand up there and tell the entire Congress to go to hell.
They need to go to hell. You know what I wrote to Judge Jeanine? I sent her my website, by the way.
Good.
I did out of spite because they're running their ads on TV, so I sent my website to Judge Jeanine. Who has more power? A TV commercial or the judge, right?
Yeah.
Am I right, Linda?
I think you might be right. So anyway, that's what I'm – you look – I think that, Robert, if you educate yourself on Agenda 21 and a couple other books like The 5,000-Year Leap and different go get those quotes. Get those old quotes.
I got the quotes. Remember when Ron had the show when he was talking about fake deposits?
Right.
And remember when he said, once you make a bank deposit, go to home, that the bank deposit, the banks have control over your house and you don't even know it?
Right.
Remember that? Well,
yes.
I've been using that to no end, and it's been sinking in.
Good.
It sticks. I'm using the tactic, like I said on the show numerous of times, I'm using the tactic psychological warfare, because that's all basically what it is. And I stated my reasons. My future campaign manager, I had to drop Kathy because the father was against it, so I had to elect another campaign manager. So I elected campaign manager, and if you go into my website now, Linda, I have the health care debate basically clinched, because my financial advisor called me yesterday and told me him and his wife got canceled. So there you have it.
Wow.
All right. So but what I wanted to tell you was Florida Blue, without any written notification, no warning, right? My yearly. I was really supposed to not have health care as of this July, but Obama had the individual mandate extended to July of 2015, and without any warning or written notice, I was waiting for a letter, and instead of calling them beforehand, they schmooed me again. And they took $382 out of my checking account.
Oh my God!
From $317 a month to $382, so I have to bite $382 till the end of July of next year when my health care really expires.
Listen,
I'm not done yet. People who are making $3,800 or more a year will not be able to apply for subsidies for Obamacare because they make too much money, period. Okay, so therefore, what I have to do after my insurance expires, I have to go to the Senior Friendship Center and see if they can help me find a good plan after my plan expires. Now, isn't that sad? I won the debate on the individual mandate. Is them, and they won't debate me. They won't debate me. I challenge my opponents to a debate on Sunshine State News just tonight.
So, but you have to.
Well, opponents won't debate. It's usually because they got nothing to say.
I challenged. I know Bill Strong, but I challenged. I let him know I'm wrong. I challenged him to a debate. And I'm going to file my wife's tax. Just as a fight.
I let the public know. I'm going to look into wasted taxpayer money. How much of your money is being wasted? That'll get the attention.
still strong. I mean, my money's already being wasted from the raise from 317 to 82. That's a good 40% crunch out of my. Now I have to do another budget cut on my own salary. I've been doing this for so long. I'm sick and tired of it. No, I have I have to cut. Everything, every time they raise my taxes or raise the electricity bill or raise my medical insurance, I have to make other budget cuts just to make ends meet. That's my point.
Right.
That's why I'm running. It's not fair.
I get it. But you have to explain to these people, anytime the government gets involved in central plans, whether it's economic or whether it's health care or whether it's anything to do with any industry, it's going to blow up in their faces, and it's going to fail.
I keep on explaining that to them, and the word is getting out. I have 75 hits on my website, right?
Right.
And I made and our class reunion is coming up right before the elections in October, our 40th class reunion.
Cool.
Right before the elections. And I have friends that we never got along together, but we became friends, and now we're talking to each other. So because I'm running, and they know I'm representing them, you know. So I have like 75 friends from my class reunion that I haven't spoken to in years, and it's like 75 and 75 is 125. The way I figure it, those 125 people, even talk to 100 people, that's 125,000 votes. In the state of Florida, in Sarasota County, there's 115,000 registered voters. 6,000 right now is independents.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 lost their health care. So I already have 11,000 votes.
Right.
Okay.
Look, can I say, okay, now there's more than one place doing this, because there's other doctors and other entities doing this, but there's, and I'll try to get the information for you so I can give it to you by email. There's a hospital in Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma, has come on the Slater show two or three times and talked about these things, and they are going completely rogue. And they are not dealing with Obamacare. They're not dealing with state subsidies. They're not dealing with any insurance companies whatsoever. They actually, in their hospital, they have a menu, and it tells what operation costs what. And every single time, if you go to any other hospital and look at the price of a huge surgery, these people in Oklahoma, because they're not taking insurance and it's all cash, and they don't have all that medical billing and waste, it's one-tenth.
Yeah.
So if one operation costs $30,000, one in Oklahoma costs $3,000. That's how that works. Can you explain that to people?
Yes, ma'am. You know what my anesthesia bill was, Bill Strong? My anesthesia bill was almost $400. But my wound care bill was $1,500. That's $2,000 that I have to pay. After the hospital refunded me of $1,354, which I had to pay other bills with that money. But that's besides the point. It's just the purpose that I won the debate. I won. And I
good.
Know
where
I'm going.
I've
had stitches in my life. I was about 6-7 years old. My grandpa put 11 stitches in my hand, and I got a cookie while he did it.
Wow.
And I'm going to let you guys go and wrap this up. It's been great talking to you, Robert. I'll try to get some information to you on that stuff. Bill, I am so excited about getting on a plane. I am so excited about getting on the plane and coming out there. So,
when you get on that plane, will you take pictures of those supermodel bikini girls for me, please?
Bill Strong. I got to answer some more emails, and I got to go too. Also,
okay.
But I'll try to come on the show Wednesday. So
okay,
you can help me answer some questions. All right.
All right.
Thank you. I love you guys.
God bless.
Later.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Everyone, next Tuesday, if any way possible, we're going to be coming to you from Delaney Creek Park. If we can pull it off, I don't know what condition we'll be in, I'll be honest. But we're still going to try to do it. Can't wait to get there and just relax. Lay back and relax. And that's what I really plan on doing. But I'm going to get up on Friday and I'm going to do some talking. I think we got some bluegrass boys coming out on Saturday. We'll get together, have a big old cookout on Saturday, and we have the pavilion on Friday and Saturday, so we'll try to do our best on those nights to just have a good time. Been beautiful weather around here. I got to say, it has. Everything's nice and green. The melons are growing. The crops are coming up. I've been having fresh cucumbers and cabbages and other things out of the gardens. It's just beautiful time here in southern Indiana. And I want to wish everybody out there, if you can possibly, get out there. There's still some cabins available. I know a lot of people are bringing tents. Sorry, Steve and Julie got the best spot on the tent on the campground. But we all get together and we have a good time. And the people at Delaney are wonderful. They've been wonderful every time we've been there. Very patriotic. They've been very supportive of us and our efforts and what we do. And we're grateful to have a place like Delaney to go to. Any other park around the area, well, heck, you couldn't get together. They wouldn't let you.
So, without a permit.
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, welcome everybody out there. And thank you, everybody, that tunes in on Tuesdays to hear us. And on Wednesdays, like at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, when Linda does her show right from the left coast. Linda does an awesome show. She's very up and energetic out there battling against Agenda 21. And then on Thursday night at 6 p.m., we have Miss Terry Rowland, plus years of school teaching experience. She does our Patriot Education show. That's at 6 p.m. And then back on Monday, I believe Ron will be back next Monday at 7. He won't be coming to Delaney this year. He has other commitments that he can't get out of. But Linda... the Hoot and Holler guys will be there, all of us. Leah, I will be there. And I know that there's many others coming out that will be there just to associate with us. So we're going to have a good time. Yo and them's coming in from New York. I think there's a couple coming with them. Miss Sandy's supposed to be over here. And I don't know who else is. I've sent out many invitations. So we don't know who all is going to show up or what's going to happen. But we will have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And we will have fun.
Might even get to eat some fresh fish if any of y'all got any fishing skills. You catch more fish than me, and I'll clean them for you.
There you go.
There's a stepping bet.
There's an offer. I hope you heard that, cuz. If you catch the fish, he'll clean them.
I'm hoping
Lonnie makes it out there. What people don't know is Lonnie himself is an excellent chef. He's been the head of chef at many places. So, and we got Linda, who's a gourmet cook, and we've got us hillbillies, and we cook, Linda and them will tell you, we cook the hillbilly way. It's just the old-fashioned meat and taters and carrots, and, you know, we're going to have a good time. We eat good. We eat good. We play hard. And
we rest hard.
Yeah. Takes us a little longer to recover nowadays, but we do, you know, just grateful of having this opportunity for us all to get together again.
Yeah, I've been in the water. The grass is green. The water is nice. The trails are nice and clean. It's ready for us. Everybody will have a good time, I promise. The evenings have been nice and cool. The set aside fire.
You got music you want to hear? Bring a CD. We'll have a set up to play CDs through the PA. Like I said, I know Steve and his buddies that do bluegrass are supposed to come and do some bluegrass for us. I've invited other people. Just grab your instruments. If you got them, come on down and just hang out and have a good time. Folks, time's getting short on us, and the battle's getting closer to the front. And if we don't start standing together and standing up for each, we're going to get swamped. And every day we sit back and let things go on, the more power they build up against them.
Yep. Yep.
So now it's time. Had some good times, but then get back at it and realize this is it. This is the final round. I want to wish everyone out there blessings and may tomorrow be a better day than today was for everyone. Kazani, take us out.
I've got it. Blessed to everybody. See you soon.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance? Or in all of you be still, will I stand in your presence? To my knees or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.